to the Alverton Manor Hotel in Truro. We're finding out about the latest to do with the business, enterprise and schools together. It's a project where we're getting enterprise businesses across Cornwall to work closely together with schools and I suppose colleges as well, is that right?
Yes, it's going to be for primary schools from all the way through to HE. The pilot is focusing this section on secondary schools, and today we've invited Ofsted to come as part of that consultation to have a look, you know, what's the inspection framework they're expecting to see schools kind of feed back to them. But for us, it's also allowing today, giving an update really on where we are.
So I'm talking to Rachel Jones, who's the programme director. Just tell me where this whole programme came from.
Approximately 12 months ago, I attended Downing Street with Lord Young as part of his consultation as the Enterprise for All. So I represented Cornwall Arts and City Local Enterprise Partnership with 39 other LEPs. The long and the short of it, six of us were selected to pilot the Enterprise Advisor Initiative, and we're partway through that pilot now.
And what can businesses do to get involved? I mean, many of them will think, well, have I got time?
We're not asking a lot of time. We're actually looking for enterprise advisors to give a minimum of a couple of hours to meet with their senior management teams at their secondary schools to just start looking at the enterprise strategy. Anyone else wanting to get involved can come in as a school speaker, as a mentor, to deliver a project or just show their pathway to their career. It's really helpful to young people to be inspired, to raise aspiration, to really understand what opportunities are out there and how they can be that person when they're older.
And what particular skills are you looking for from enterprise across Cornwall?
We're looking for key competencies. So naturally, young people picking up competencies that employers are looking for young people to be work ready on leaving education. So there's confidence, communication, basic skill, numeracy, literacy, IT, resilience, that can-do attitude, honesty and integrity, responsibility. The activities we're suggesting that schools start implementing, and again, when we say implementing, actually implementing as part of the curriculum to make that learning relevant. Naturally, over time, these young people will learn these key characteristics. They will know exactly where they're going, if they're going to go into rewarding careers or they're going to be entrepreneurs of the future.
So we've been hearing from Ofsted as well about the importance that careers advice in schools and where we are with that, and that link up between business and schools is at the moment, and the aspirations that we have to get that to happen more. And we've got Adrian Lyons, who's Her Majesty's Inspector for Schools, who's been giving us a bit of a background. Well, what sort of things should businesses know about this which will really inform their decision whether to take part or not?
I think the key message we'd want to get over is that this isn't just charity on the part of business. It's a win-win situation at its best, that businesses can often learn from school children who are possibly potential customers, possibly existing customers, and specific projects that you can do with schools often have a payback for the business just as much as the school is going to benefit from the input from people with experience in business, both of which are important.
So why can't teachers give their knowledge to children? Why is it that we need businesses to go in?
Well, of course, teachers do give their knowledge, particularly related to their aspect of the curriculum. And indeed, many teachers do have a background in business, but an awful lot of teachers don't. An awful lot of teachers go straight from school to university to teaching. The other issue is that even if they have got a background, it's likely to be limited to one particular area, but also quite dated, possibly. So current business people have up-to-date knowledge of the real world. And also, actually, the reality is that children, pupils, students, whatever their age, they do actually relate to people from outside school with what they see as real experience and know what they're actually talking about. Having said that, it does need to be managed, because what teachers know about is keeping children engaged. And that's their particular strength. And I have seen business people coming in to speak to children and it being done very badly because they come in to bore.
Okay, so if you want to get involved, then you can contact Rachel Jones. There's more information on the website.